This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. That is what we do with the little. We let it shine. It is Juneteenth. It is a jubilee. It is a jarring place to be when you know that you are not completely free in all aspects and never miss a beat. We know that we have intrinsic worth and freedom, but when we navigate the world, are we collectively free? Are we in deep communion with one another, liberated? What can we do when we sit and look at the rubble and look at the lament it brings, the history it brings? What can we do with the blessings we see? It's all juxtaposed. We move. These bodies were made to move, to be on the move, even when we sit still, that our hearts will move towards wholeness, joy, and justice, and rest, because it's all done from a place of rest. It's a posture of the very soul. The whole being must do the active work and movement from that place of rest, from that place of Sabbath. Whether it is in our spiritual or physical activity or our inner receptivity, I am inviting us to lean into 22 days of being acutely aware, truly noticing, truly nurturing, earnestly embodying, flaws and all, where we are healing, ongoing healing, and held in it all, through it all. And so the Healing and Held book that I wrote is an interactive experience. It allows us to play by way of coloring, and it allows us to ponder by way of sitting and not avoiding and really acknowledging what is true, no matter what it looks like and feels like, but what it truly is. And so with that, I want you to go on this journey, this adventure with me. It will be an exploration from the inside out. I want you to be able to put your headphones on, create a sanctuary, and then go out and walk as you listen deeply to me invite you into places that require an excavation, a sacred excavation, as you walk and as you let things move through your body and mind. And then in the places of your private chambers at home or wherever you will sit and do the lessons, that you would do them. So whether you do the lessons before you tune in to the podcast each day, or whether you do them after you listen, the main goal is that you let the lessons do its work in you. Whether you do it in 10-minute stretch of time, or in an hour or 5 minutes, whatever you have, you show up with that. Because it's not what you lack that you're most afraid of. It's what you have. Think about that. And we're going to begin to walk. And one thing that you will notice is that I will be recording all of the sessions outdoors. And nature will be my backtrack. my soundtrack, I should say, my background soundtrack. You'll hear any and all things that will be out there doing its thing, and that will be okay. So I just want to let you know, I'm not going to edit any of that out, because outdoors is where we will begin to see that that becomes our liberation, in a sense, where we get to go outside freely and we get to take in nature in ways that are unique for each of us. And as we walk and listen and bring our presence to that outdoor environment, we are saying that we are here and we are part of creation, and we will recognize that for what it is. It is a sacred embodiment where we join the chorus of creation by being out there with it. So let's do this together, Sojourners. All right. See you outdoors. Oh, one more thing. I long to hear your testimonies. So if you're listening through the Anchor app, or you have downloaded the Anchor app, please feel free to call in, and I will honor whether or not you want to keep it private or public. And if public, I will add your comment or question to an episode. So please reach out. Let me know how this is impacting you, how it's rearranging you, how it's inviting you. And I'll see you real soon. All right, carry on. What we do here is notice, nurture, and embody soul care in a culture of scarcity, noise, and frenzy. And so that is what you're welcomed into. And anything that we are talking about will always come back to three foundational things that you notice in order to nurture, in order to embody, even more earnestly and intentionally. Choose to experience and let go of expectations for why you're here. Expectations can prevent us from seeing what's right in front of us. Our assumptions color what's really there. Sojourner, I want you to practice looking at yourself. Really look at yourself past who you've been told that you are, or who you have believed yourself to be, or the part you have played, the roles that you play, the masks that you wear. Let's remove them. Let's remove the prejudgment and critique one layer at a time that normally attach themselves to those very things. I want you to pause and trace with your hand a section of your body. Maybe your face, maybe your hand, your arm, your legs, maybe your thighs, maybe your belly, your chest, your shoulder. But what I want you to do is allow your hand to trace your holy temple. Welcome her. Welcome her creator and sustainer. Get a keen sense of your embodiment as you untether yourself and discover aspects of drawing in the closeness of who you are and who you are becoming because of who has created you and designed you. It is difficult at times because when we do not notice due to hurry, busyness, avoidance, the lies, or dismissal, we will not be attentive to who we really are. And so that That is where we want to begin.
We begin by coming home to our embodiment, personally and communally. So as you are outdoors, sensing the breeze, I want you to connect it with the breath of God. The Ruach in Hebrew can be translated as spirit or wind. And so when we consider being outdoors and grounding ourselves, I want us to breathe in the smells. I want us to breathe in movement. And on this walk, I have my Healing Inhaled book so that I can keep a focus on what I want us to meditate on and focus on. And so in that breathing in, I want us to recognize it as inspiration. The breathing in of the tension that we will feel as we take in breath. But then in the expiration, the breathing out, the release, letting go of the pressure. So the in-breath becomes the out-breath. That's our natural relaxant. And so it helps us to puncture tension. We're outdoors, sisters, and life is happening. And so one of the things, even with that, think about the urgency of things that interrupt us in our days. We must welcome them too, because trouble doesn't wait for us to plan for it. But we can breathe through it. We can puncture the tension by emphasizing the out-breath, the release. And so what we're doing with the Healing Inhaled book, the devotional, the journal, it's all in one, the Bible study, is we are looking at taking care of ourselves, again, personally and communally, taking care of our soul and inviting ourselves home to becoming more coherent about mirroring back the reflection of God. And so where, in fact, we are studying and really truly bringing our attention to sort through the inner workings of our heart is Numbers 6, verses 24 through 26. That's going to focus us on the blessings and lament. We have to bring them both together. They are co-conspirators of joy and jarring places. And so when we focus on lament, we will be rooted in Habakkuk, just the first chapter. And so as you listen to me with this introduction, I want you to know that in the book, I share a little bit about my personal journey. I'm inviting you to also recognize your personal journey as I speak about mine. Whether you see my journey as a mirror reflecting back to you your own, or you see it as a window for you to witness me. One of the things that I include in the book is that I've learned that when, especially when I experience death and disconnection in various forms, my life can still bring forth life because I'm earnestly connected to the source of life, and so are you. And when we do come to grips with that, we have a holy audacity that we will develop, that we will grow. You know, one of the other parts that I want to share with you in the book, as I invite you to listen to my story and for you to find your own, the truth of your story, not the press release, but the truth. Yeah, I said that. Not the press release of your story, but the truth. Not just the facts, but the revelation of truth. I write, and I'm quoting myself, "A holy audacity will be developed in you as you witness the womb a revelation from which you are birthed. My dare to you, no, my double dare to you, in the words of Toni Morrison from her novel Home. Somewhere inside you is that free person I'm talking about. Locate her and let her do some good in the world. And that's what I'm talking about. When we come home to ourselves, what we're really and truly doing is coming home to the truest part of who we are designed to be. And we're nurtured in a steadfast and transformative love that continues to show us who we are not and who we pretend to be. And so I want you to sit a little bit with the introduction on your own, whether it's after your walk or before your walk, however you construct that is your business. And so what I want you to understand deeply is, what is blessing and what is lament? To understand that it's not about good or bad, it's about God. It's truly about the beloved. And so here's what I want to leave you with as you continue to breathe in and bask in the space that you're in. And let me just say, if you're listening to this and you're not walking, there is no judgment, there is no condemnation. All right? You walk when you want to walk, if you can walk. And if your legs do not allow you to walk, then guess what? You're still blessed and you're still highly favored and you're still going to allow a significant work to be done in you. So with that, let's ponder week one. In number 6, verse 24, it says, "The Lord bless you." And this is a significant beginning point for God to pour out his multifaceted blessing. And although he uses the priesthood as his mouthpiece, Elohim reveals that these are divine words. And these words, they affect our blessing, and they display God's divine character and nature and being. And it is disclosed to us in a divinely redeemed people then and now. So as you continue to dig into week one, I just want to let you know that when the Lord bless you, we need to really look at who this Lord is. His very personhood. Who is Yeshua? Maybe he needs to be represented to you. Maybe you need to re-encounter the real revolutionary rabbi, Yeshua. All right, so I know I said it would be about a 15-minute time, and you know it's an introduction, so there's grace for that, right? So what I want to do now is I want to just transition you to think about what you're noticing. Notice when the Lord speaks a blessing over you. The Spirit speaks the eternal and secured freedom of Yeshua over us personally and collectively. Nurture that. Nurture the relationship between the Lord's presence and your freedom. Okay? And you do that by embodying freedom as a birthright and not a pursuit. Our birthright is all bound up in our rebirth from the womb of Elohim through Messiah. And this is our freedom, because wherever freedom is hanging out, that's where the Lord is, the source and sustainer of its very existence. Breathe that in. The out breath. Breathe that in. And now the out breath. As you continue I want you to make sure that you color your butterflies and play as you ponder and pray. I want you to heal and rest. I want you to notice where you are held. And those two interactive sections, heal and rest, and notice where you are held, cannot be hurried. So if it takes you longer than a day, don't think in terms of falling behind. I need you to think in terms of alignment. So yes, this is a 22-day trek that I'm doing, but what you do is pace yourself, because that's grace. And grace does not suffocate, and grace does not cause you to feel less than. All right, make sure that you do it on terms of freedom and not image management. All right? All right. Shalom, Sojourner, and thank you for joining me. And if you are looking to order your book, you can do that on MohawkMamaStudio.com. There's the soft copy or the soft cover and the hard cover. And then there's also the ebook. So you can download the PDF for $4.99. And you can make this a thing between you and your beloved and the beloved community. That's all I got for you. Carry on in your walk or your rest. But it is so best to let them both integrate. Rest in your walk. All right, sis. We'll end with our blessing. Palms up as a symbol of surrender. Adonai bless you and keep you. Say your name. Adonai make his face to shine, smile on you. Say your name. And be gracious to you. Say your name. Adonai turn his face toward you. Proclaim your name and grant you. Andrea, now you say your name. Shalom.
Share the Mom's Podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.